This is live in Studio C here on 91 Classical Nashville Public Radio. Today we're welcoming Jorge Glem. Jorge, here from Venezuela by way of the Bronx, is an award-winning performer on a traditional Venezuelan instrument called the cuatro. Jorge, welcome to Live in Studio C.
Thank you.
And Jorge has a friend here as a translator in case we need that. So we're also welcoming Cynthia Cardenas.
Cardenas, yeah. Thank you.
Hi. Welcome. Jorge, tell us a little bit about the instrument before you get started.
Bueno, este instrumento proviene...
This instrument has...
Proviene de los españoles.
Comes from the Spanish.
Es la que conocemos como la guitarra renacentista.
It's what we consider the Renaissance guitar.
Pero que se fue transformando en la fabricación.
But it was transformed in the fabrication.
Y un poco en la afinación de las cuerdas.
And a little bit in the tuning of the strings.
De hecho, normalmente los instrumentos de cuerda son de manera ascendente.
Normally the strings are...
van, por ejemplo...
Normally the strings ascend, mm-hmm. Yes.
Y en este caso, esta cuerda la hacían con tripas de animales.
In this case, they're made out of animal guts.
Pero era muy delgadita y se rompía mucho.
And it would tear often.
Okay.
Y bueno, la transformaron una octava hacia abajo.
So they dropped it an octave.
Oh.
Y por eso tiene una afinación tan particular.
And that's why it has such a defined tuning.
It's A, D, F sharp, B.
Okay. And you're starting with a piece called Pez Volador. This is performed by Jorge Glem live in Studio C. Thank you. Pez Volador, performed by Cuatro Virtuoso Jorge Glem. You're doing much more than strumming on this instrument. Can you explain the percussion effects that you're doing?
Yes. Cuando yo estaba niño,
when he was a kid,
siempre
he would always
veía en los cartoons,
see in cartoons,
que tocaban mucha percusión,
that they would always play percussion in cartoons.
Y me gustaba mucho el sonido de la batería y del
toda
la percusión.
Sound of the drums and percussion.
Pero como no tenía instrumentos de percusión en mi casa,
but he didn't have any percussion instruments in his house.
Solamente las ollas de mi mamá.
Just the pots and pans of his mother.
Mi mamá me dijo que tomara el cuatro, que es el instrumento nacional de nosotros.
So she said, pick up the cuatro, it's our international instrument of Venezuela.
Y además está guindado en casi todas las casas de Venezuela como un cuadro, como un adorno.
It's found in all homes of Venezuela, like a ornament almost.
Entonces traté de imitar esos instrumentos de percusión con el cuatro.
So he started, his percussion with the cuatro.
How old were you when you started playing?
Quizás 4 or 5 years.
4 or 5.
y bueno, fui viendo varios sitios del cuatro, por ejemplo aquí, tapando estas cuerdas.
So by muting the strings, he can get one percussion sound.
Suena como una conga.
It's like a conga.
Y aquí, como la conga abierta.
It's like an open hand conga hit. By the nut.
Se pueden tocar ritmos como el bolero.
You can play rhythm, bolero rhythms.
Or guaguancó. Merengue. With the guira. Doblando estas cuerdas.
Folding the top strings.
Suena, hace este sonido. Es como un tamborín de repente. Campanas de la samba.
With the bells of the samba.
Entonces hay varios sonidos.
There's various sounds you can.
I know, that was like a survey of Central and South American percussion rhythms, all on the cuatro. If you want to see the instrument, you can take a look at our Instagram at 91 Classical, and we have a picture of the cuatro on there. And your next piece, El Norte es una Quimera, performed by Jorge Glem here on Live in Studio C. Thank you. That was just one player. That was Cuatro player Jorge Glem, El Norte es una Quimera, performed here on 91 Classical. And your next piece is called De Que Callada Manera. Can you tell us anything about the music?
Yeah. La primera canción,
the first song,
El Pez Volador, es dedicada a Cumaná.
It's dedicated to Cumaná.
Que es la ciudad de donde yo soy.
That's his hometown.
Okay.
Y hay muchos peces voladores en cerca de mi casa.
And there's a lot of fish, flying fish by his house.
Flying fish.
Yeah.
Sí.
Pez volador, flying fish.
Es muy cómico, pero es una de las cosas más hermosas de la naturaleza ver un pez volando.
It's very funny, but it's one of the most beautiful things to see a flying fish.
Yeah.
Y el segundo tema es un merengue venezolano.
The second song was a Venezuelan merengue.
Que es a 5 octavos.
And it's 5 octaves. 5/8. Oh, so 5/8 time.
Y yeah. Ahora, De Que Callada Manera, es un son cubano.
That they're Cuban.
Okay.
Y es un tema de Pablo Milanés.
It's a theme of Pablo Milanés.
Y tiene como un poco de improvisación en el medio.
And he added some improvisations in the middle.
All right. This is De Que Callada Manera, performed by Jorge Glem on Cuatro.
Thank you.
De que callada manera. That's Cuatro Virtuoso Jorge Glim live in Studio C. Jorge, tell us what brought you to Nashville this week.
Perdón.
¿Qué te trajo a Nashville esta semana?
Estoy sumamente complacido de haber sido invitado por Roy Wooten.
He's very thankful to be invited by Roy Wooten, Future Man Wooten.
Porque él es uno de esos artistas que he visto desde niño y me impresionó muchísimo.
He's one of the artists he's been watching since he was a kid. Roy is one of the artists he's been watching since he was a kid and has always been very impressed by Roy.
That's something a lot of Nashvillians can identify with. and you're performing at Nashville State Community College tonight?
Sí, voy a estar tocando esta noche.
Yeah, he's playing tonight.
A las 7 de la noche.
At 7 p.m.
Además, acompañado por unos amigos y super músicos venezolanos.
Accompanied by his friends and super musicians that are also Venezuelan.
Jacob Vital
on
y
percussion.
Y Daniel Prim
on maracas and percussion.
También va a estar Sonny Dada, que...
And then also Sonny Dada, who's from Nigeria.
Y Edmar Castañeda.
And Edmar Castañeda.
Arpista de Colombia.
Harpist from Colombia.
Has done a Tiny Desk concert on NPR.
Oh, wow.
So NPR listeners might be familiar. That's tonight at 7 p.m. on the main campus of Nashville State Community College on White Bridge Road. And the jazz program at Nashville State might be one of the best kept secrets in town. I hope with collaborations like this, that secret gets out. Jorge, thank you for joining us today.
Muchas gracias.
Next week on the show, we'll welcome cellist Larissa Maestro, along with friends from the Nashville Concerto Orchestra. Larissa's performed everywhere from the Skirmerhorn to the Opry and the Ryman, and she'll be live in Studio C. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps. We appreciate you for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.